Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You said it last week when we were discussing about it. Overall, yeah, there's things that have to get better, but you just have to get a win one way or the other. It doesn't matter if it's ugly and, well, this one qualifies, even though I understand they won by double digits, and I understand they covered for the first time since the divisional round of the postseason, if I'm not mistaken. So it's weird in a game in which the first half was horrendous and one of the worst displays of football period of
one
the 2025
season. Enjoyable
experiences
I've had watching football under Andy Reid. Yes.
Yeah. I just mean combined, like between the Chiefs and the Giants, it was the worst first half of football we've seen from any team in the 2025 season, like any game, like in the first half combined. It was that. And yet they ended up winning by friends between the two halves. But it was so bizarre in the first half because I felt like, even compared to the Chargers game, they looked like a team just had no composure. To me, at that time, they didn't look very well coached.
Nope.
You didn't have some of your leaders making the plays they have to make. You had everything that could go wrong kind of stuff happening. You had your Juwan Taylor penalty. You had your sideline blow up, which we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. You had Mahomes making a throw he really shouldn't have made. It had everything in the first half. And thank goodness they were playing the New York Giants. That's all I could say about the first half of that game.
It was genuinely awful to watch. We were just texting. Anybody I was texting with was like, what a miserable experience this is to watch this first half of football. Like, everything out of sync, as you had previously mentioned. Nothing looked comfortable or right. And while the second half was significantly better, I'm not trying to... significantly better. Mahomes was better. The offense was better. The defense was equally as good. I don't like that the Chiefs continue to play in football games. They make it feel like two teams who are 0-2 playing like two teams who are 0-2. I'm used to the Chiefs looking like a fundamental organization of winning because, well, that's all they've done. Watching the first half of football, if I had like dropped you in out of nowhere and try to convince you that that was a team who had played in five of the last six Super Bowls, you'd have thought I was nuts and still had their starting quarterback available to them. Not rolling out some backup. It's like, what are we doing in this first half? It was not a tale of two halves. They were better in the second half, which I'll take. But like, it is hard to just like wash away what I watched in the first half.
It wasn't so much just, you mentioned five of six seasons. It was the fact that virtually the same roster won 15 games last year. And then to watch that first half and you're saying, honestly, retroactively, Andy Reid should be coach of the year. And Patrick Mahomes retroactively should be MVP. That's how I felt in the first half. Yeah. Like, how did this same squad, virtually the same squad, win 15 games? That's what I was thinking at halftime. And then, as you said, things changed in the second half. And I felt like that opening drive in particular to start the second half was their best drive of the season. And we can, as the week goes on, as we get former players on the show and we talk to Danon Hughes and we talk to Nate Taylor and others throughout the week, get their more detailed perspective on exactly what they thought was different. But just for the casual eye watching that first drive to open up the second half, you notice there was more balance. You notice that Breshard Smith was on the field a little bit. They did a little misdirection. It was their best
few tackles.
It was their best looking drive of the entire season. That drive right there is what gives you hope that even while you're waiting for Worthy and Rice to get back in the picture, are they capable of doing that? That's the first time all year that they had a drive. You're like, you know what? That'll work. That'll play even with the current grouping of personnel where we know how limited they are. I mean, that's just the reality of it. They are very limited personnel-wise currently on offense.
And it still took a great throw on third down to get the touchdown and not settle for another field goal, by the way. A dart, a missile in for the end zone. And look, Mahomes still had to do some Mahomes stuff. That play before half that they get the eventual PI on, he made two defenders miss, got all the way to the sideline, then threw the ball 65 yards down the football field in order just to get the call for Hollywood Brown that got him 3 points before half. So there was still some, like, do some superhero stuff. Look, in reality, it's not even that hard to diagnose what the issues are for the Chiefs right now. They don't run the ball very well. The offensive line is not playing nearly as good enough as it needs to, and they don't have enough weapons. Like, it's not hard to diagnose where their issues are coming from or what are the consistent issues coming from. I think we can all see it. The question is whether or not they're ever going to snap out of this and if they're going to hit a point where you can actually trust this team to be consistent on offense. That first half gold, it was so bad that I felt like if they ended up losing that game or even just winning 12-9 or whatever the hell it was pacing for in the early going, I think it was getting hard to keep coming into the show and be like, I'll wait for my judgment on the offense until Worthy and Rice coming back. Because that first half, no one, Randy Moss in his prime wasn't saving the first half offensively of that team.
Yeah, penalties, mistakes all across the board. I mean, play calling, it was a complete effort in terms of bad football. Complete effort from everybody to contribute to that offensively in the first half. I mean, even one moment in the game where I think it was, I don't know if it was a third down play, but it was a tight end screen out to Travis Kelce. Ugh. And in the year 2025, what are you hoping to get out of that? Like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, that works.
How many people are going to have to make miss?
Right. And just where he's at, you know, athletically at this stage of his career, that play should not exist for Travis Kelce at this point in his career, as far as I'm concerned. And so there were moments like that throughout the entire first half. But I really do think that second half opening drive is what you should be kind of grasping onto if you're looking at...
If you're trying to feel optimistic, I would.
Well, that was the personnel they're going to have for another 4 weeks, Cody. Mm-hmm. And they're capable of doing that, and they did it against a pretty darn good front against the Giants. That's your drive that you look at and say, okay, they're capable of doing that. And you noticed it had, as I said, the balance. It had, there was all of a sudden they went under center. There was also a screen pass that was worked in there. I mean, it was like everything that everybody's been kind of saying, can you work in a little bit more? And yeah, it was successful as well.
It's so much of it is just, you're right. If I want to feel, they got 3 more weeks until Rice comes back. Maybe Worthy comes back this week. We can talk about it later. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to come back on Sunday, only to find out he once again was a scratch before they even got to the game. He was a limited participant the entire week, was a scratch on Saturday, didn't even travel with the squad. So they were obviously further behind than I was thinking on where they were going to be with Xavier Worthy, because I thought there was a chance he'd come back. Now, they did enough in the second half that I will still cling to the hope that there is a good NFL offense inside this team somewhere that exists. It doesn't feel that way right now, even in the second half. But you're right. That second half of the drive was their best drive of the game. And look, Tyquan Thornton, while not, I'm not trying to claim he's a superstar who's now going to be a future NFL Hall of Famer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.